parts of the internet took a digital snow day yesterday. You could think of it like that. That's what some people call the Amazon Web Services crash that happened in the middle of a workday. You could call it a cloud crash, and some people have. It basically meant all kinds of places all around the internet slowed way down or just stopped working. Here to walk you through yesterday's cloud crash is Todd Bishop, co-founder of the Seattle tech news site GeekWire.
Hi, Bill.
How come the cloud went down?
Well, Amazon Web Services had some kind of problem in its Northern Virginia data centers. They aren't saying exactly what happened. If you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, AWS.
Yeah, what's the cloud?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what's Amazon Web Services?
So back in the olden days, companies ran their own computer servers. So when you called up a web page, theoretically, it went to the computer server of the company that was running that site in some form. These days, it's all in what's called the public cloud. So in other words, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, they host the data. They serve it up on behalf of the companies that are actually providing the websites. So some kind of error.
And the servers are not in South Lake Union. They're all over the place.
Absolutely. All over the world, they have regions. And one of the key regions is in Northern Virginia. And there's a service that Amazon runs called the Simple Storage Service. They call it S3 in the biz. And essentially, that is what went down for what, as of now, are unexplained reasons.
And how did this most affect the average user?
So sites including Expedia, Slack, Medium, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website, all were impacted by this. So they either went down or and were inaccessible, or they had images that were not able to be served because of it. At GeekWire, we had problems with our own image library internally. We were having a hard time getting photos into posts because we use Amazon S3. And this really underscores just how dominant Amazon Web Services is in the world of cloud computing. They are the leader far and away. And so when they go down, so does a large chunk of the internet.
Yeah, Amazon has, I've read, almost half the cloud market by revenue. Microsoft has about 15%.
That's right. And then Google is in there as well. And then you have some other companies like IBM and Cisco and others playing a bit of catch up at this point. But this is a $12 billion annual business for Amazon. So this is not small change when something like this goes down.
It's inconvenient, Todd. Is this a grave matter?
It was not grave. I don't think there were any public safety concerns, for example, as a result of this. That said, it really revealed the fact that a lot of these sites don't have redundancy. And what that means in this context is you want to set up your site in Northern Virginia, in California. As you said, Amazon has different regions. And so the idea is if you can get different backups in all of those regions or multiple regions, your chances of being impacted by this are less because you can switch over to another region and serve it up from a different Amazon data center. A lot of companies don't do that, as we learned yesterday.
And is that just something companies ought to fix, or is this some concern that the more traffic there is, is the cloud too dependent on Amazon? Are there looming problems I should worry about?
Yeah, a couple things here. First off, it speaks to the fact that Amazon may want to come up with some kind of automated solution for this. In other words, it's leaving a lot of this up to its own customers to figure out how to configure and set things up. One thing that we may see come out of this is Amazon having a more prescriptive path for companies to set up these kinds of things. The other thing is it actually gives a little bit of momentum to Microsoft and Google. In other words, if companies can create redundancy not only with Amazon Web Services in different regions, but also with multiple cloud providers, that then gives them even more backup. And so that'll basically help to prevent these things in the future.
Was this Amazon hiccup just like a tiny earthquake in that it happens all the time, but usually we don't feel it?
This was a big earthquake. So there are small outages all over the place. One of my favorite sites on the internet is downdetector.com. And the ironic thing was downdetector.com went down yesterday.
Was down.
Yes. So, but to your point, there are small little tremors of outages that happen all the time. You know, sometimes you might not be able to get into Netflix or other things like that on a very short-term basis. In this case, this was one of the worst that we've seen in terms of the overall impact on sites around the web.
I heard some analysts saying this is just a reminder of how reliable the cloud actually normally is. Look at it that way.
I guess that's looking on the bright side. That is true. You know, the fact that this keeps happening, this has happened over the years. It's not the first widespread AWS outage that we've seen. It speaks to the fact that actually, you know, it's not always reliable. It might be, you know, the five nines or whatever they say, you know, 99.999% reliable. But, you know, that 1/1000th of a time that it's not up is very painful for a lot of sites.
See, you can look at the cloud in a sunny way or a cloudy way.
Yeah, absolutely. It just depends on how thin that silver lining is.
Right, right. Todd Bishop, co-founder of a Seattle tech news site, GeekWire. Todd, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.